Addressing the Rajya Sabha on February 9, PM Modi said, "The country carefully hears what is said in this house. Some MPs are bringing disrepute to this house." PM Modi took a jibe at the opposition with a Hindi shairi, "Kichad uske paas hai, mere paas gulab, jo bhi jiske paas tha usne diya uwal." I want to tell the opposition MPs, the more, kichad, sludge, you will throw at us, the lotus will bloom even more. So, you all have an equal role in making the lotus bloom, and I thank all of them for that, he said. PM Modi further said, Mallikarjun Kharge said that Congress built a strong foundation in 60 years. In 2014, when I saw minute details, I saw that in 60 years, the Congress family has only built potholes on the path. Despite being in power from the panchayat level to the parliament, they never thought or tried to bring solutions to permanent problems, he said. PM Modi said that BJP's priority remains the common public, under which they made LPG connections available to 25 crore families in the country. We have transformed the working culture with the power of technology. Our focus is on increasing speed and enhancing scale, he said. There was a time when even bringing a hand pump to a village was celebrated, and the country has witnessed the tokenism of problems, PM added. In last 3 to 4 years, around 11 crore houses have got tap water connections. For the empowerment of common people, we started the Jan Dhan account movement. In the last 9 years, 48 crore Jan Dhan accounts were opened across the country, he said. On the other hand, the public is continuously closing your accounts, and you are taking out that frustration here, he added. Taking a jibe at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, he said, Kharge ji complains that I visit Kalaburagi. He should see the work done there. More than 1.70 crore Jan Dhan bank accounts have opened in Karnataka, including over 8 lakh accounts in Kalaburagi. So many people getting empowered, while someone's account gets closed. They, Congress, used to say, Garibi Hatao, but did nothing for over 4 decades. While we work hard to meet the expectations and aspirations of the people of the country, PM said. Talking about secularism, PM Modi said, true secularism is making sure that the benefits of different government schemes reach all eligible beneficiaries. Slamming the Congress party, PM Modi said, some had problems with names of schemes of government and Sanskrit words in the names. I read in a report that 600 government schemes were in the Gandhi-Nehru family's name. I don't understand why people from their family don't keep Nehru as their surname, what's the fear and shame? Attacking Congress party further, PM Modi said, which party and people in power misused Article 356? Elected government were toppled 90 times, who were those who did that? A prime minister used Article 356 for 50 times and that name is Indira Gandhi. In Kerala, communist government was elected which wasn't liked by Pandit Nehru and that government was also toppled. In Tamil Nadu too, government of veterans like MGR and Karunanidhi were dismissed by Congress. Sharad Pawar's government was toppled too. We have seen what happened with NTR when he was in US for treatment and attempts were made to topple his government. PM Modi further added that, for decades, the development of tribal communities was neglected. We gave top priority to their welfare. People of the country are repeatedly rejecting Congress. People are watching them and punishing them. PM Modi further emphasized that the government has identified 110 aspiration districts in the country. Education, infra, and health have improved in these districts due to continued focus and performance review. This has benefited more than 3 crore tribals, he added.